Muhammad is my guide, Muhammad is my teacher, Muhammad my beloved Rasulullah.
I want to be like you.
Like you.
In everything I do, Ya Rasulullah.
I want to walk like you, talk like you, read my Quran just like you. Rasulullah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to Like Muhammad with me, Javed Akbari. In this episode, we are going to study and to shed some light, in fact, on the Prophet's seerah and on the Prophet's normative conduct after Hijrah, after the Prophet's migration from Mecca to Medina. A study of the prophetic normative conduct in dealing with the polytheists and disbelievers is necessary from two perspectives. One, a study of the targets and objectives of the Prophet's wars, and a study of the Prophet's dealings with the hypocrites. Now, there are some conflicting reports, and these reports are found in some sources. Of course, the Orientalists have also played a very destructive role in highlighting and also claiming, making some claims about the Prophet's wars against the infidels, against the, you know, kuffar of Mecca and the kuffar of Quraysh. Of course, to a large extent, they have exaggerated when it comes to the Prophet's conduct or the conduct of his commanders and companions towards the infidels. A historical review of the Prophet's battles demonstrates that he never actually permitted the Muslims to go to war without the polytheists cowardly initiating it. You know, it was first the polytheists who either breached or violated the contract, the agreements reached between the Prophet and his companions on the one side and the polytheists on the other side. So they were the ones who actually broke and who violated, who infringed upon those agreements. And when the polytheists of Mecca, for example, confiscated the property belonging to Muslims, the Prophet ordered the caravan of Abu Sufyan to be seized. And this is true. With the Prophet of Islam. It was then and there that upon encountering the Meccan army, he issued the command for jihad to confront their advance.
My heart is so full of longing. I wish to be close to my beloved. I dream to walk in the streets of Medina and to quench the thirst of my spirit by visiting you, O Muhammad.
As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salamu alayka habibi ya Nabiyallah. As-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salamu alayka habibi ya Nabiyallah ya Rasulallah.
The Prophet had fought many battles with the polytheists, and of course he did not wage a war. Initially, he did not fight them unless they attacked them. So the Prophet acted in self-defense rather than launching an offensive on the enemies. The example of the Battle of Uhud, it is an example that was that we can give. It was the polytheists who had initiated the battle to make amends for their losses, to retaliate for the losses they suffered in the Battle of Badr. In the battles against the Jews of Medina, their treachery and broken pledges were the principal causes that led the Prophet to issue the command for jihad, to ask his companions to go to war against those treacherous and those violators or those pagans who launched an offensive against the Prophet and against the Muslims. The conquest of Mecca, which occurred, of course, in the last year of the Prophet's life, started only after the polytheists broke the terms of the agreement of Hudaybiyah. And of course, you can read about Hudaybiyah, about the Battle of Uhud, about the Battle of Badr in more detail in the books written by prominent Shia scholars. There are important books written and translated into English, and you brothers and sisters can read those books to enrich your knowledge, to improve your knowledge about the Islamic history, about what happened in the early period of Islam. Now, after establishing an Islamic government in Medina, of course, the Prophet never took the initiative to kill the polytheists there. On the contrary, his interaction with them was one of love and affection. It was one of mercy and compassion. He never ever acted in the same way as the polytheists did. When the Prophet was alone, when the number of his friends were few and far between, the Prophet never retaliated. During the Battle of Uhud, when the enemies had broken his teeth and bruised his blessed face, his holy face, his companions asked him to curse the polytheists. His companions were very angry. They wanted him to curse the polytheists so that God might send down his punishments on those polytheists. But instead of that, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his family, responded, "I wasn't raised to be a curser. I was raised to be a caller, a mercy, rahmah. O Allah, guide my people, for certainly they are ignorant." So ignorance is the main cause of the atrocities, the fighting, the bloodshed that occurred on the part of the polytheists in the early period of Islam.
يا إمام الأنبياء يا حبيبي يا محمد
يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك.
The Prophet of Islam threw the drops of blood trickling down his face into the air. And of course, not a single drop fell back to the earth, according to some reports. Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, "By Allah, had even a drop fallen down on the earth, the punishment would certainly have descended." And this is what we said in one of the previous episodes. So the same Imam alayhi salatu wasalam narrates, "The Prophet never attacked the enemy by night." It is evident that a reformer who is anxious to guide the people of the whole world must observe patience, fortitude, and forbearance in the face of inconveniences, intimidations, dastardly attacks, and corporal and mental blows, so that by and by he should be able to overcome difficulties. And this is what the Prophet actually did. When the Prophet entered Mecca with a large number of soldiers, Sa'd ibn Ubadah, the standard bearer, was crying out, "Today is the day of war, today is the day of revenge. Today your dear ones will be imprisoned." And this is a very famous motto, "Al-yawm yawm al-malhama, al-yawm tastahillu al-hurma." Today is the day of revenge, and today all the inviolable will be violable. اليوم تستحلل, all the prohibited things will become halal. When the news reached the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, he instructed Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, his son-in-law, to take the standard from Sa'd and call out a message of love and friendship. Ali alayhi salatu wasalam did so, and he called out, "Today is the day of forgiveness. اليوم يوم المرحمة." This is the report. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لأمير المؤمنين عليه الصلاة والسلام أدرك يا علي سعدا وخذ الراية منه وكن أنت الذي تدخل بها. Okay, you have to take the standard, and you should be the one who will command the army and will enter the city of Mecca. So, Brothers and sisters, the story of the conquest of Mecca is long. Of course, if you are interested in learning more, you will have to study the books authored by the religious authorities. There are some important books written in this regard. You will have to, and you need to, read those books. Those books can enrich your knowledge, can help you improve your awareness and insight about the history of Islam. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Be like Muhammad, live like Muhammad, see like Muhammad did. Be like Muhammad and live like Muhammad and give like Muhammad gave. Shafi'ullah, Habibullah, Nabiullah, Rasulullah, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah.